First and foremost, I always like to start with this point. Blogging is not dead.
You're listening to Take It Personally, a podcast about the personal side of business and the art of standing out.
Kate, welcome to Take It Personally.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you. So you've been on the podcast before talking about rebrand, and we obviously have stayed connected on Instagram, and I love everything you're doing when it comes to your business, both with brand photography and otherwise, which we'll talk about today. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, thank you so much. It's been so great to be kind of in your sphere and stay connected. My name is Kate Work. To introduce myself, I'm a branding and headshot lifestyle photographer. I'm based in Fairfield County, Connecticut, although I'm a born and raised New Yorker. But I have lived here actually in Ridgefield, Connecticut for the past 11 years. And I started my business, my photography business, the same way I think a lot of us do. You know, in my case, I was sharing photos of my family on Facebook, and you know, other, you know, moms in the community started asking, oh, can you take our family pictures? And it sort of started this almost accidental business. And then over like kind of COVID times, that accidental business, which I had been juggling for a few years at that point with a full-time job in PR and communications, became something I was sort of trying to keep up with and doing around the clock with so many families home and you know, people not commuting anymore. There was so much more opportunity to be shooting more and more. So after a little while, that juggle between the full-time PR and communications job and this like part-time business that could, or kind of side hustle business that could, really wasn't sustainable anymore. So in the fall of 21, I took a part-time status at my day job, and I'm now working even more in my business, Kate Work Photography, and I'm thrilled about that.
Yeah. So you and I connected when you became a rebrand client, and you have this phenomenal brand photography business. But there's also another side to what you do, which makes a lot of sense with your history with PR and marketing and all of those things. So talk a little bit about the other side of your business that you work with clients on.
I would love that. So I have an arm of my business called Kate Work Creative, and Kate Work Creative helps other creatives like me and you with their copywriting challenges. So this sort of came about, I can shout out someone we both know mutually very well. I was in Sabrina Gebhard's, I believe it was her first mastermind. This was in the fall of 2020. And, you know, because so much of my day job is like, was writing for people, whether it was like contributed articles or op-eds on people's behalf, like sort of ghostwriting or writing press releases or, you know, talking points for people's like speaking engagements. I have always been, you know, I've always loved to write. And so when I was in this mastermind for the first time and sort of surrounded by peers for the first time in the photography business, anytime a sort of a writing or a communications challenge came up, I was just pulled and called to sort of helping with that. And what that led to was actually Sabrina was my first client. She hired me to do her blogs. And then that is where that started. So basically now my sort of specialty is blogging for creatives. And I work with, of course, a lot of photographers like us. And I really, really believe in the power of blogging and how it can help your business. So that is sort of the other side of my business.
You know, the longer that I am a brand photographer and now that I coach brand photographers, it's become so clear to me that while visually brand photography is very, very important and it tells so much of a visual story, the other half of that is your writing and your messaging and how that is positioning you, the creative, in your field. And so it makes a ton of sense that you have these two things working together because they really do have to work together.
100%. And you really took the words right out of my mouth. I always say to people that brand photography is your visual positioning. And then your copywriting and your written, you know, every way that you represent yourself with written words is your, you know, obviously your written positioning. And they do work hand in hand. And in fact, that's really why, you know, I had done family photography for a long time, but the very first brand session I did, I went, oh my gosh, this is like what I was meant to be doing. You know, it was like because of exactly what you just said. So it made sense too that I started also helping people with that like written component as well, because they do have to work hand in hand, right? Like it's like you can post a photo of yourself without a caption, but it's a missing opportunity. And really, nobody really does that. You can if you want to, but they work really hand in hand together to kind of further not even just your message, but your connection with people. And if you have those opportunities and those avenues to connect with people, whether it is with copy, whether it is with a photograph, use them all, because we're also inundated with information that you kind of have to use the tools available to you so that you kind of stand out a little bit. And standing out is really hard for all of us. I just want to say that, like, no one is comfortable with it. And I will say, like, I'm not even that comfortable with it. Every time I'm going to speak to the camera or, you know, share a blog with my perspective, I get a little nervous. Like,
totally.
I have this, right? Like, I have this feeling like, does anybody care? But I can assure you, there are people who care, whether it's that they care about you and they like to see your face because they haven't seen you in a while. These are the DMs that I'll get when I share these things, right? Or whether it's people who are like, yes, I feel the exact same way. That's your connection with people. That's the way to do it. If you're not putting yourself out there, you're missing a huge opportunity to find your people. And this is a great way to do that.
I had like an aha moment when you started talking about connection, because that connection is so key to getting people to a place where they feel comfortable to buy, comfortable to refer. And I think it's one of the biggest compliments in the world when people will tell me, and I've had clients say this too, like experience the same thing, when someone says like, you're just like I thought you would be. You know what I mean? Like based on your like website and based on your social media, you're exactly how I thought you would be. And that's what we want. Like, we want people to, in such a digital world, the fact that we can start connecting with them before we're even meeting them in real life is like such amazing. An asset if we use it correctly.
Amazing. I totally, totally, totally agree. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about blogging, since that's really like your wheelhouse, your specialty. We've kind of keyed this up a little bit, but like, why is blogging so important from a business perspective?
Okay. So first, I want to like do a little like myth busting, if I may. So first and foremost, I always like to start with this point. Blogging is not dead. I think if we want to think about, you know, the blogging that we might, you know, recall from like the early aughts, okay, maybe that blogging is dead, right? Like, like people don't necessarily seek out blogs in the same way that they, you know, used to during that time period. And like, that's okay. That being said, blogging is one of like the critical key ways that Google knows how to find your website on the internet. So I'm going to leave a lot of the SEO talk to the SEO experts, and I will just shout out Inkpot. Like, that was a great interview, and anybody who maybe hasn't listened to that yet, I would definitely say to do that. They shared so much great information about how to sort of maximize your SEO.
Totally.
But let's like assume, you know, if you are a creative entrepreneur, that you know that blogging is already good for your SEO. Great, cool. Let's start with that baseline then, right? So what else is it good for? Okay, so like first and foremost, I'll just also say, you know, I think a lot of us photographers, even if we're blogging, are in this sort of comfort habit, if you will, of posting a blog that has mostly photos and maybe some captions to go along with each of the photos. But even though it's awesome and we have so much beautiful visual content, because that's what we do, right? We're like visual artists and we're photographers, so we have so many beautiful photos to share. What Google is really looking for is copy. So you really do have to write copy, and a blog is an amazing way to do that. So what you can do is look at blogs as like your kind of cornerstone foundational content from which you can pull so many other marketing materials from. So if you're like, nobody's going to read my blog, okay, maybe no one's going to read your blog, but I will say that Google's going to read your blog and they're going to bump up your company's website in that search engine for you. So if you only do it for that reason. However, what I really love about blogging also is that it provides so much value to your clients and also to you as a business person. You can use that same copy that you write a blog on, you can turn it into an email newsletter. You can turn it into a reel. You can turn it into a carousel post, a singular photo post on Instagram, a caption, a story. You can even submit that. You can change the wording slightly and even submit it as like a contributed article to a local publication. All of these things are coming from one piece of content. So that's the value, I think, in what a blog can do for you as a professional. Another way to look at it is, you know, as photographers and creative entrepreneurs, we are, you know, hopefully getting a lot of inquiries through our inboxes and maybe even our phones and DMs every day. We're writing the same responses and answering the same questions over and over and over and over again. And it takes up so much of our time, and it can take up so much of our time if we let it. What I love also, how I love to use a blog is to actually, in responses, shorten that response of what you would have said by paragraphs and instead say, oh my gosh, so great to hear from you. I wrote a blog about this. Let me tell you my approach to the branding session. You can link, you know, link, click here and read my latest blog about it. So then not only are you saving yourself so much time, but you're sending more people to your website. So this I love. It's also, you know, of course, like I think we can all sort of feel like, oh, that would be awesome, right? If you're not doing this already, how great and time-saving and easy that would be. But the other thing that's great is that you're providing value to your clients or your prospective clients as well. You're giving them all of the information in this like beautifully, you know, organized package, right? So you're sending them to the website, you're sending them right to the answers to the questions that they're asking, and then they're on your website where they can learn more about you, they can see your portfolio, they can see all of your packages that you might have to offer. It's just so professional. And for someone on the other side who's thinking about making this big investment in you and in whatever photography you're offering, it leaves such a good impression. So you're really providing value all the way around.
That's my favorite way to use blogging because it feels like such a big life hack to not have to answer the same questions over and over again. And weirdly, it comes off to the client as so thoughtful. I think people sometimes when it comes to like automations in their business, which, you know, blogging, sending blog posts could be part of an automation when you're like onboarding a client. I think people think that automations can be really impersonal, and I suppose they could be, but to be able to send somebody an article, like I was already thinking about this. I already thought, you know, I knew you were going to ask this question. And so here is my response. I think that that is such a thoughtful thing and also really positions you as a thought leader. And so it's
100%.
It's making, go ahead.
I was going to say that what I have found to be so cool is that, you know, again, you do this too, right? So like now primarily, you know, I still do some like family work, particularly, you know, it's seasonal, right? So particularly in like the fall season, but primarily now I'm photographing, you know, branding and headshot clients. And branding and headshot clients are typically entrepreneurs like you and I. And so the other thing that I found so cool about the automation or the blogging piece when I'm sharing those things in an automated way and sending them to my blog, I get these people, they come to sessions and they ask, or they say like, how did you do that? I loved how you sent me that blog. I loved how that reminder came through. What program are you using? Are you writing those blogs? Like, and it's so, it's like you're geeking. You're like, it's like
totally
entrepreneurial geeking out. You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh my God, you noticed. Like nobody would know, you know, and not to say nobody would notice, but I think they know, you know, a fellow entrepreneur sort of like understands that it's not always like that. And I
totally
think even your non-entrepreneurial clients understand too that not everyone communicates as professionally or as succinctly or has as much written content and information that really helps guide the process. And like you said, create that like confidence in you that positions you as the expert. Even if they can't articulate it necessarily, they notice it too. And it's just such an elevation, I think, in the whole experience. And I know, Maddie, this is like one of the things that, as you know, when I came to you, did rebrand, one of the things I really wanted to do was elevate the client experience. So I know this is a passion point for you. And I really think that when you communicate and you share your blogs and you're sharing your blogs, not even in emails, but on social media, and you're pointing people to them, again, you're really positioning yourself as that thought leader and that expert in a way that's really kind of hard to do unless someone's worked with you a lot of times, you know? So again, it's one of those opportunities that is just like kind of ripe for the taking for all of us business owners.
Totally. It's also something that I hadn't really thought of before, but that came up when you were speaking is the, like, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, but the little bit of an ego boost that gives the client to be like, dang, I hired the right person. Like this was totally the right call. And that makes them want to refer us. You know, people want to feel confident in how they're spending their money. And if you go dark throughout the process, you could deliver a really incredible result and still have a client that's like, well, it wasn't the greatest experience. And this is a way to really amp that up.
I love that. It just inspires confidence all around. It's great.
Yeah. One of the biggest mistakes I see brand photographers make is sending over galleries that are too heavily focused on photos of their client. You heard me. You're probably delivering galleries that have too many photos of your client looking at the camera and smiling. A personal brand photography session is so much more than a gallery of headshots. A good brand session should leave your client with a library of images thoughtfully curated to grow their business. These aren't just pretty photos. They're pretty with a purpose. Brand sessions aren't just a million photos of your client's face, as beautiful as they may be. Galleries should be diverse and showcase not just the person behind the brand, but all the things that make up their business. This is how you create brand sessions that can really be put to work, and not just collect dust in the cloud when they change their hairstyle. If you want clients who use their images and sing your praises from the roof, download my ultimate personal brand session shot list. This list covers the 10 images you should be getting at every session, plus a bonus concept that will have your clients so thrilled they have to tell all their friends, which means more business referred your way. You can grab the checklist at mattiepichon.com/shotlist. That's mattiepichon.com/shotlist. So people love to talk about like consistency in general, but I think specifically with blogging and what that looks like. So when you hear people talk about regular blogging, or if you've got clients who are like really intimidated by regular blogging or consistent blogging, how do you navigate that? Like, what does regular or consistent, what should we be striving for?
Yeah. So I think it really depends on sort of what your baseline is. If your baseline is that you don't actually even have a blog section on your website, or that it's one of those things where you're like, maybe you post one when you think of it, then your baseline basically is anything that you do on a consistent basis is going to be great for your business. So typically I can say, like, when I work with blogging clients, the most popular package and program, and honestly the one that I pitch most, is a 2-blog-a-month package. Because if you can regularly post, like, let's say on like a paycheck cadence, right? Like the 1st and the 15th of the month or something like that,
I love it.
But if you do that twice in a month and you do it again the next month, you do it again the next month, you do it again the next month, that's wonderful. And that's a huge improvement from wherever you were before. So I'm also just really like a big believer in, like, don't try to build Rome in a day. Like, we are doing so much as business owners. We are juggling all the things. A lot of us are also juggling family lives and our partners and their, you know, lives and schedules and things like that. And I just think we do ourselves a major disservice when we're, you know, we decide, well, the best thing to do is to post 1 blog a week. And then it's almost impossible to meet that sort of a standard because you're already doing all the things. And then you just abandon it altogether. And then, you know, that's like the opposite of, right, like the consistency that we want. So I really tend to think being conservative is a little bit better in this department, and like less, not that less is more, but less than maybe you think, but that you're doing on a consistent basis is way more than, again, like kind of promising yourself that you're going to, you know, do 4 blogs a month and then just kind of running out of steam in month 2. So consistency is, to me, like if you can do that twice a month, you're in a great position.
I really love that attitude. So we're recording this right after the new year, and there's this meme going around that's like, if you can't walk 10K steps a day, try 7. If you can't work out 5 days a week, try 2. If you can't drink a gallon of water, drink an extra glass. I'm like, gosh, yeah, because how often do we just go so hard and then fizzle out because we're completely overwhelmed? And it's so similar with business.
Yep, exactly. And again, I think we're already doing so much. So
totally.
You know, start small and build it, and you'll actually stay consistent with it.
Yeah. So we talked about how to kind of get started with blogging, how to use blogging in your business, and really addressing like some of those frequently asked questions that you're already talking about with clients when it comes to getting started with blogging. Do you have any like specific, you know, knowing that we're talking to primarily photographers, but certainly creatives in general on this podcast, do you have any specific blog topics that if people are like feeling really fired up after this episode that they can get started with?
Well, I hope people are feeling really fired up after this episode, but I actually do. These are my 5 favorite blog topics for photographers. And sometimes I say creatives, but yes, I think you're right. Well, I think a lot of us are photographers, so let's start there. My 5 favorite blog topics for photographers are how to prepare for your session, right? Whatever session, whatever niche that you work in, like let's say branding. So how to prepare for your branding session. Maddie, like I think you and I like know there's so many things that a client has to do to prepare for the session. So this could fill up a lot of paragraphs, I think, and a lot of bullet points, which also Google loves. Google loves a bullet point. Google loves a numbered list. So,
and this millennials topic, love lists.
Yes. Oh, I love them too. A what to wear blog. Again, that seems maybe a little bit simple, but everyone asks that question, no matter what type of photography you do. I also love like where to shop for your branding session in Sioux Falls, right? I'm going to kind of detail why.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I know I'm going to assume why you love it, and I'll say why I love it. And if I missed anything that you love, please chime in. But what I love about this is we know everybody can shop on Amazon and everybody does. But another thing I think that it's great about blogging is that it's an opportunity to connect with other businesses in your community. Also, Google loves a backlink. So if you can name the shops, the stores, the salons, the things in your region where people can go to shop or prep or beautify whatever it is for their photo session, and you're backlinking to those places in your region, that has your cultivating community, your you know, stroking the Google gods with your backlinkery, and and also think about how useful that is to a client in Sioux Falls. They already have this like ready-made list of places that they can go that have been vetted and that are local and easy to shop at. That's just so much value to your clients. And I would venture to guess that the businesses that you're including in those backlinks are going to love that too. Who doesn't love that sort of like shout out from another business owner? It's great for them. It's great for you. It's great for Google. Therefore, it's great for your website. And it's wonderful for your clients. So this is one of my favorites. And then I also always love the 5 reasons why you need a branding session, or the 5 reasons why you need an in-home newborn session, or whatever it might be. This is so great. I actually include a link to this exact blog in all of my initial responses to initial inquiries. So sometimes I feel like people aren't sure if they want a headshot or a branding session, or they come to me and they're just asking about a headshot session. And I don't really know enough, or I don't know much about this particular person yet. So I will always link to that blog to say, I offer headshots. This is my headshot package. And hey, in case you didn't know about it, I also offer a branding session. If you're kind of curious about the difference or which one might be right for you, here's some thoughts, but I also have much more where this came from on this blog. You can go read this here. And then I link to that right in the email. I find that this is so great at, it's almost like helping to educate people. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, of course, there are some people that come to us and they're like, I need a branding session, and that's that.
Right.
But I know, you know, and Maddie, I know you and I have talked about this too. In my particular region, when I started doing branding photography, it wasn't something that a lot of people had even heard of. So There was a lot of that, like, kind of building it, and hopefully they will come, and the education piece. And also, I think it's really fair to say, too, a branding session is a very big investment, even as a business owner, even if it's a tax write-off. So I think anything that you can do to convince people why it's a smart investment, why it's a great idea, and how it can help them in their business is a great idea. And then finally, I love the how to use and display your images. I think if you're, you know, a family photographer who perhaps uses simple sales and you're hoping that a lot of your sort of income from a client will come from the purchase of prints, this is a great way to kind of talk about why prints are important. And then, of course, for branding photographers like us, I don't know about you, but I know I have certainly had clients that I think have really struggled with how to implement their photos yes. after the session. You know, they're thrilled and they're excited, and maybe they even upgrade and buy the whole gallery, and they just leave the session feeling great, and that's just all that you want. And then you're like, oh, are they? I wonder if they're going to update their profile picture, or you know, use the picture in their on their feed, or did they update their website? I didn't see that, right? And you're sort of like, you realize that there's a little bit of guidance that I think, you know, people could use after the session, because likely, you know, marketing and using photography isn't like the primary thing these folks are doing in their day-to-day jobs, which is really understandable. And I just think this is another way that you can really serve and provide value to your clients, even when the session is done, even when the, you know, gallery is delivered, we can still be helping them. And I think this is like a great way to do that. I love the idea of sort of following up with your past clients. Maybe it's through your e-newsletter list, or maybe it's even just in a hello and linking to this. Like, in case this is helpful, I wrote this blog about how you can utilize your images, and, you know, just loved getting to know you. Hope all is well. Please stay in touch. The end, right? It's just providing that value to your clients, again, even when the session is over, and really just keeping that connection line, this is a great way to do that. So those are my five favorite blog topics for creatives. And I will also add, if anyone is struggling with like ideation, right? Like the creation or the thought process and the brainstorming of ideas on what to write about, the first and best thing I tell everybody is look at your FAQs. Like, even if you do not have frequently asked questions, you know the frequently asked questions that are constantly coming through your desk, like in your inbox, right? So you know that someone is going to ask, where should we hold the session? You know that someone is going to ask, what should I wear, right? We already covered that blog topic. You know people yes. are going to ask about pricing. Whatever it is, if you can cover the answers in depth to those frequently asked questions and parse those out into different blogs, you're, again, providing so much value to those folks that are interested in working with you or are working with you, and to yourself, because you're saving yourself all the time of responding to each, you know, each and every question that comes through. You'll have the blogs to pull from. So that's my favorite tip on, like, okay, you're stuck. What are your FAQs? Just start writing about those.
I love this so much, and it really goes to show you, like, I've been blogging for a long time and feel pretty solid about the articles that I do have on my website. And even still, as you're speaking, I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be such a helpful blog post to also send to my clients. There are so many topics. I mean, honestly, not to like drive home the point again, but the what to wear is such a stressor for my clients. And I know I'm not alone in that with photographers. being able to like parse that blog post into multiple resources, like the different clothing stores to shop at in Sioux Falls or, you know, whatever. That's such an asset to clients. Like that's such a help for them, and it improves our own SEO and thought leadership and all those things. So love these ideas.
Excellent.
Awesome. Kate, you're just the best. I love having you on. Thank you for joining me today. Let everyone know how they can work with you and where to find you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm very passionate about this topic, as you know. So I really appreciate being, you know, able to have the platform to talk more about it. You can find me on Instagram at KateWorkPhotography or on my website, www.kateworkphotography.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you, Kate, so much for being on today and teaching us all about blogging. This was wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to Take It Personally. If you're a regular listener, you might already know that some of the best conversations actually happen after the show. Head over to Facebook and search Take It Personally Podcast to join our private Facebook group and join the conversation. We'll also put the link in the show notes. And if you haven't already, would you head over to iTunes and leave us a review? This is the best way to let other people know about the show and help us to keep creating content you love. You can also head to takeitpersonallypodcast.com for all the show notes from today's episode and past episodes. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.